episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast.
This is Molly. Welcome, Molly.
Hi.
Be helpful, educational.
Yeah. Quite interesting to watch him.
We set the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had. With Matt from PrintPro UK.
It's nice to be here.
If you want to do it.
Okay, yeah.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello and welcome back to the Garment Decorators Podcast from Styles. Everything you need to help to run and grow your heat printing business. And we're back with another episode looking forward to 2026 and the opportunity there. And today we really want to get into education. We want to help anyone that's new to the business or anyone that's just looking to broaden their horizons and their education opportunities, because there's much more than there was even a year ago. So today we're going to look at 2026 trends for education. So Molly, I think you've got some ideas and some subject areas you want to help the people with.
So obviously we have free resources and paid resources. So looking a bit more into the free resources, we have brands that offer like webinars and things.
I mean, there's a really good one called Styles, which I would heartily recommend.
Really? I haven't heard of them.
We have probably done close to 500 YouTube videos this year, I think, across shorts and everything. So I would say that if there is something that is not on there that you'd like to be educated on, please do get in touch, because we always love to see comments around, can you help me on this? What's in this direct message? We do try and put lots and lots of ideas together, which are available for specific markets and for specific industry trends. We have the Styles UK channel, which we have the Styles US channel. We have the Transfer Express US channel. We have a Styles Europe channel. So we do a lot of education ourselves, but there are a lot of other educators out there as well, which, you know, there's a variety of YouTube channels and podcasts and just lots and lots of education out there. There's a lot more than there ever was. There's lots more opportunity to learn for free.
And that's not only on YouTube. We have like other socials as well, TikTok and Instagram, Facebook. We're very active over there. I know a lot of other brands are. And we're always posting quick little tips and tricks, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been really working hard on a blend of education. So there's some podcasts like this, which are kind of anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour. YouTube videos, which could be 5 to 10 minutes. There's some half-minute versions on there. There's some, you know, just little tips and tricks. So if throughout your day, there's always an opportunity to learn, because we realize that there's not a lot of sort of like, no one went to school and learned how to use a heat press.
Exactly. You need someone to teach you the way.
So we're trying really hard to, put a lot of education out there and partner up. We don't just like to talk about ourselves. We're very passionate about bringing others into education, so brands and businesses, to make sure that everyone can learn from everyone. I think that's really important. But I'd also say, like, and I guess there's another free sort of variation of that, is I would say that people are much better at sharing education. You know, it's always been something that we've been comfortable with at Styles for decades. But I would encourage people who are starting out, and you see someone online is perhaps a bit one of the more active people online, is actually don't be afraid to reach out to them and ask them for advice. The UK market is massive. I know you sometimes forget, because, you know, it's just a small island. But, like, you know, every time we talk about industry trends or opportunities in particular niches, you're like, oh yeah, the opportunity even at like 0.01% is like tens of thousands. Mm. So there is enough business out there for everyone.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of people are trying to, there's a lot more of a sort of community element. So anyone that, for instance, has joined one of our Friday lunchtime lives, which, you know, happen once or twice a month, there's a nice community of people in there that will talk to each other. And I think British people within this heat printing area are getting much better at, like, you know, less gatekeeping.
Definitely. And it's like talking about the lives as well. But so definitely more of a relaxed environment as well. So it makes it quite easy going, have a bit of fun. And like, you can kind of experiment on the spot. Then we've also got Facebook groups as well. And Styles has one.
The Heat Press for Profit group, you know, go and join that group, because it's just full of other people talking about their problems or their ideas that they want to share. It's very much a community based on bringing everyone up.
Yeah. If anything, everyone who's in the group helps each other more than anything else.
Yeah.
And there's other groups as well, though. It's not just our one. There's all sorts out there, also quite specific needs.
Yeah, like, Facebook is a very active place for learning, education, and networking with people and asking for advice. People are really good at sharing advice. So you, if you're starting out in the industry, you're really not alone. Hmm. Molly, you've only been here 3 months, probably, barely. What would you say are some of the most useful things you found, you know, to help you? You know, maybe some videos you watched that perhaps even if you were like, I don't want to have to ask Andy or Beth about this again, and you went and watched, what did you find the most useful things for learning how to heat print when you started?
I would have to say social media for me, definitely, because it's so fast and normally it's kind of sped up. So you kind of get the gist of what's going on nice and easily. And it also demonstrates how easy things can actually be done. Mm-hmm. And then if I feel like I need a bit more of an in-depth tutorial, I would head over to YouTube, obviously. But yeah, definitely social. I'm more of a visual learner. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to see it and how it works. And I also like people when they do things that go wrong. I did a video of things that went wrong. And I got quite a lot of good feedback, mm-hmm. I'd say. And knowing that you're not alone when you make a silly mistake is quite reassuring. Yeah. I'd say, yeah.
I think breaking stuff is all part of the journey, isn't
exactly.
it? You should embrace making a mistake.
You won't be doing it again, that's for certain.
That's it, yeah. No matter how you want to learn, that information is out there.
Yeah,
you just have to search for it or go to the right places. You know, there's tutorials about how to decorate different products, because some products you find will be easier than others. A polyester jacket's not the same as a t-shirt, but everything is possible. Anything that can take heat, you can decorate.
Definitely.
So there is always a tutorial on something to learn, fuse along with, and really kind of get some inspiration
from. It's almost about deciding what's your best learning technique, I guess. If you're more of a mm-hmm. visual person, then maybe the video options are better for you. And then if you're more of like a, then you need to read it and then like process it that way, then there's definitely different options mm-hmm. out there for everyone. And then with the reading, we have also newsletters as well.
Yeah, that's it. Sign up for everything. Yeah. Everything you can kind of immerse yourself in if you're starting out. Just subscribe to everything, follow everything, sign up to newsletters.
It's all free, so you might as well take advantage of it.
Exactly. There's a wealth of information out there that is possible to really kind of immerse yourself in it now.
And I like with newsletters and things, we have like events like P&P, they have a newsletter, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, they do. Anyone that's looking for sort of more in-person education, you know, we were just at the Garment Lab in Scotland, which was really well received. It was really nice to meet lots of people in person. And it was definitely apparent that there was lots of questions that perhaps have been held back to meet in person. So if you are thinking about starting a business this year, or if you're already in the business but you don't know what Printwear and Promotion is, just to give you a little bit of a understanding of it, Printwear and Promotion happens in Birmingham at the NEC, and it's the third weekend of February, so it goes from the Sunday to the Tuesday, which I think is the 19th to the 21st or 20th to the 22nd, something like that.
I think it's the 22nd is the Sunday, and then,
But whatever that weekend is, we will be there. It's free to attend. All you need to do is go up to Birmingham and park. Everyone can get to Birmingham. There's no excuses, really. It's literally in the middle of the country. So do come along to that. And the reason it's important is because it's everything you need under one roof to run your business. You've got all of the wonderful heat presses and heat transfers that we talk about. Come and see them for yourself.
Yeah.
Fuse one, understand it, get a tutorial from one of the team here. But along with that, you've got every single blank product you could possibly want to decorate is there.
So you get the best of both worlds, because you've got the heat presses, but also you get all the garment opportunities from everyone. So it's basically the entire process in one.
That's it. Everything to run your garment decorating business is in one room. And it's the only time of the year where there's that many other brands to look from. So it's really important you attend that event and immerse yourself in it. I know some people go for 2 days because they want to go for one day, go back to hotel at night, think about it, and then go back a second day to maybe make decisions, or just to like, oh, I wish I'd asked that. Oh, I forgot to do that. It was too overwhelming the first day.
Mm.
It's across two halls, so it's very manageable to walk around. It's also paired with Sign and Digital, so any of you that do signage as well, there's lots of other stuff you can see in that. But I'd say it's one of the most important events to go to for education like that, and it's free. There's also like other events throughout.
I was gonna say, yeah, you know, not there will, just PMP.
Not just PMP. If you can't make the one at the end of February, we will also be in Lyon at an event called Sea Prince CTCO. So anyone that fancies perhaps a few days away to go and learn and educate on. But that, again, it's another event where you get to see everything. So all of the machines, all of the brands will be there. So it's, again, another opportunity if you can't make promotion or if you're listening from somewhere in mainland Europe, it might be an easy one to get to. Yeah. And Lyon's a nice place to go and visit for a couple of days as well. We will also be at FESPA in May in Barcelona. So again, if you want anyone wants a destination training and education place to come meet the team and learn, I meet some clothing brands out there and the industry in general. There's lots of education at that event. We will be running some in-person events ourselves. They're yet to be announced by the time this podcast comes out. But again, sign up for newsletters because we are very passionate about doing events here and we always have everything you need under one roof. And we tend to kind of narrow down on a bit of a niche subject. So anyone that's new to styles and this podcast we've done, we will ultimately put some of the events into podcasts. So we've done them around corporate workwear, we've done them on athleisure, hat printing, so they
outerwear jackets.
Yeah. You know, that was one of the most recent ones we did with the people from StormTech, which again has lots of opportunity there. So we'll be doing some specific industry or product-based problem-solving events throughout the year as well, which we do in Braintree in the Innovation Center. But again, if there's anything you're struggling with, do get in touch and throw ideas out there that you might want help on. So there's always lots and lots of opportunities.
And then we've also got like online courses.
Yeah, that's a really great one if you're looking to increase the sales and marketing side of your business. Yeah. So we try and give a little bit of a taste and give some practical help here. We will be doing a talk at Promote and Promotion around how to market your business with no marketing. So if you're starting out, that's a must attend session, which will be run on the Sunday and the Monday. So do make sure you come along for that, ask your questions, get involved. We'll be there. So that's an opportunity. And then if you want like a bit more in depth of like a HubSpot or someone like that, it's a really good place to start with social media marketing. They do lots of really good courses. You know, Google do lots of courses about how to set up your website for search to really make the opportunity there. And most of these are free. Some of them are paid.
I think it's a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're low cost.
Yeah, no, it's not an expensive purchase.
No, it's definitely a worthwhile investment. But there's lots of information out there that you can really like supercharge your growth as a business. They don't be heading into 2027, be like, oh, I wish I'd done a bit more work. There's, you know, spend your evenings and weekends just immersing yourself in this because, you know, put a podcast on while you're at work, while you're driving in, while you're traveling. You know, you could watch a YouTube video at the gym if you wanted to. Yeah. Every chance you've got while you're cooking, put something on to just give you some information.
Or if you've got any hobbies, you can have podcasts and things on in the background.
So there's, you know, most of those learning courses are video based anyway, so you can kind of like watch it and do something at the same time. So it's very, very easy to take advantage of those.
What would be some that you'd recommend?
I would say that the Heat Press Profit podcast that Styles US do is really good. Liz is doing a really great job of she has a great mix of guests on there. And it's quite nice to hear a US perspective on things because sometimes trends that start in the US will follow through to the UK and to Europe.
Yeah, quite often, to be fair.
I was recently a guest on the Printerviews podcast with that Colin runs, the online print coach. And I genuinely think that a lot of the education that he puts out is really worthwhile. He kind of falls into a category of both free and paid. He does a really good podcast. He has some great guests on there. He's got a lot of great industry know-how himself from being in the print industry for a few decades, I think. But he has some really great guests on there. And he also has his own paid courses as well, but they're very well developed. There's a lot of time and effort that he puts into them. And because he's been in industry, he knows what works.
Yeah, you can trust what he says.
Yeah, so he's a great resource. He has a good podcast out there. But I've also started to see loads of new ones pop up, you know, even kind of like niche ones as well. So there's a few like promo podcasts out there. I saw a new one that popped up the other day called Print Island, which looked quite good. I just listened to the first episode, had someone from Signlink on there. So someone I know from that, so I'm going to check that one out later. So there's new ones popping up. There's quite a lot of activity on LinkedIn actually as well. We didn't mention that. It kind of falls under the social category.
Yeah.
But again, there's lots of education and there's lots of people you can connect with to learn from. And that's often where I see a lot of the podcasts first. They tend to pop up there. I see little 2-minute clips on there. Mm. Oh, that looks kind of interesting. I might investigate that a bit more. Yeah. So I think that's a good place to start. It's just like, just delve through LinkedIn a little bit as well. Might help kind of cut through the noise. If you just search for Spotify for podcasts, that could be a little bit of daunting.
Yeah, there'd be quite a lot on there.
But like some print podcasts on LinkedIn is probably quite a good place to start with, like kind of jump to the front of the queue of ones to like. But the print views is a really good one. I've always found.
Nice.
Make sure you're learning, but also actually doing something with it. And that's something I'd say that for 2026, anyone that's perhaps listening to this and they listen to the What to Do in 2025 version needs to just reconsider how you educate yourself and then how you make actionable steps.
Yeah.
Anyone that's brand new and looking to start in it 2026 is, you know, make sure that you've got a plan, maybe set yourself some goals for the first month.
You don't want to set yourself up to fail, definitely for success.
Set yourself up for actionable, achievable goals. So that way you'd be like, maybe it's just like, say you've got a heat press. Let's say you've got a heat press already, mm-hmm. or you're like, I'm trying to build a journey towards a heat press. What are those steps in it? And maybe it's like by month one, I needed to have like printed and sold X amount of t-shirts. Try and set yourself some goals. Have I done this many posts on my social channels to actually tell people to buy my product? Do they even know they can buy it? Are you putting yourself out there? Are you communicating? Have you, you know, if you're providing workwear, how many emails have you sent? How many phone calls have you made to actually drum up your business?
Yeah.
And then the next month, try and double it or something like that.
Yeah, it's no good printing something if no one knows about it. So.
No, exactly. So make sure you've got an actionable plan. Make sure people know that you're printing for your business. And if in doubt, you know, get in touch with us or any of your suppliers or anyone in the industry that you think is interesting or that you look up to, because you find that there's a lot more of a community and a lot more free education and sort of advice that people give you. And yeah, come and see us and others at events. And it's a very welcoming industry and lots of people will be very happy to help you. So that is the end of the episode. We will be back with another episode very soon. Anyone that is looking for perhaps a higher level industry trends for revenue episodes, we have recorded 2026 revenue trends opportunity, which is a little bit more of an intermediate to expert level, but it just will give you a little bit of a taste of some of the opportunity and give you some encouragement, hopefully. And we're up to, I don't know how many episodes this podcast, over 100 episodes now. So there is a wealth of education. You go back and listen to all different types of content and ideas out there that we hope can help all of you.